Bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Lipstick and Lightsabers. I am Shannon.
And I'm Alex.
And today we have kind of all of the things to talk about. Once again, we are on the precipice of a lot of things happening. But this is going to be our first episode in what we are calling our Road to Episode 9 series of episodes, where we're going to be, you know, speculating, talking about the stuff that's coming out. Like this week, we have lots of Force Friday stuff. We got Spark of the Resistance. We got some Empire stuff. So there's a lot going on, and the hype level is definitely getting very high.
Yeah, I feel like we thought that this was going to be the first week of, like, one big topic to talk about, but it's still a lot of little topics.
Yeah, it's still a lot of little things, and we're still waiting for the trailer. We could be clowns.
Maybe it came out yesterday.
Yeah, we're recording this episode pretty early, like almost a week in advance. So for all we know, the trailer is already out and we are complete clowns. But the last we heard is coming out on October 21st during Monday Night Football.
So, yeah, but there was that weird tweet about 10:14.
Yeah, which right now it's 10:10, so who knows?
Yeah, we're recording on 10:10. This episode's coming out on 10:15. So maybe it came out yesterday.
Yeah. You'll know before we do. That's but regardless, we are planning on doing like a whole episode to break that trailer down whenever we do get it. Just because we know that we can talk about very little for a very long time.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting, and we're very looking forward to it. And also, some people are speculating that it's going to air before Maleficent, which would be before 10:21.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Are they trying to get us to go see Maleficent?
Not going to happen.
Because if I heard that it came out with Maleficent and that's the only way to see it, I would go see Maleficent.
True. Because I'm not super excited about Maleficent. I would see it, but not in the theaters. Unless it had the Tross trailer. But even then, you're going to freak out about that trailer and then you have to sit through a movie for 2 hours.
Yeah. For me, like, it's a Disney Plus kind of a movie. I think so as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, I liked the first Maleficent. I had some issues with it, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But also some pretty big news that we just got as of recording this episode. Freddie Prinze Jr. is a legend.
Yeah, so I think it was about like last night, I saw it around 9:30 or 10, people talking about Freddie Prinze Jr. And he was on a podcast. And if you go onto IGTV, onto his IGTV, I believe, you can see him just ranting about George Lucas and the way the Force works and like the Chosen One and everything. And it is the most amazing thing ever. And I have never stand Freddie Prinze Jr. as much as I do right now.
I mean, he basically explains all of Star Wars in 3 minutes.
It's so like, quick.
It's so quick. He swears so much. It's so like, I'm sorry, if you don't believe this, too bad. George Lucas said it, so fight me. Like,
yeah.
I love
and
it.
I love how he pointed out that each trilogy is made for a new generation of kids.
Yeah, like, and, like, that's why it's different.
Exactly.
It's like, and I'm sorry you don't like the sequel trilogy because Han Solo gave the Millennium Falcon to a girl, but it's for a new generation of kids. And I'm like, yes, exactly. I also really love what he said about balance. Like, it's not really about, like, who's more powerful. It's about who understands the Force and puts it in balance. So, like, Palpatine didn't kill Anakin. Because if he did, then there would have just been another. So he seduced him to his side, which, like, makes so much sense.
And,
like, when you think about, like, the Raylo of it all, it's like, balance.
So then, like, we see Dark Rey in that trailer, and it kind of is like, well, did Palpatine try to seduce her? Because that would be something he would do.
But at the same time, it backfired with Anakin. Mm-hmm. So it's like, did it backfire because he was a Skywalker? Is that why Ben Solo isn't good enough? Did it backfire just because he tried to have two Darksiders? Like, I don't know. I just know that it has to end with Ben and Rey acknowledging the light. Walking into the light, acknowledging the dark, and finding balance in themselves.
Yeah. Yes. I think it's crazy that Freddie Prinze Jr. referenced Master and Apprentice.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh. Like, that's so awesome. And see, I'm not so great with actors' names all the time. So at first I'm like, who is this and how is he related to Star Wars? And then I was like, oh, it's Kanan. Cool. And then I'm like, oh my God, it's Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Well, don't you remember we saw him at Celebration from far? I feel like we walked past the autograph pavilion the first day. And I was like, oh my God, look, it's Freddie Prinze Jr. And he was like signing. I don't know.
Well, and I bet you said that. I'm just like, oh, I don't know who that is.
Because it was like, it was sensory overload everywhere.
Oh my God. Yeah, that first day was like, I don't know where I am or what's happening right now. But yeah, so we stand Freddie Prinze Jr. If you need to know anything about the Force, just go ask him. He knows what he's doing and he will yell at you about it. So. So the next big thing we got was an Empire article, and well, we got an article in Empire magazine all about the Rise of Skywalker, but we also got new covers for Empire, and they're so Raylo. It's purple.
Well, there's three covers, right? There's the one with both of them, which is, I believe, it's a subscriber cover, and then there's the two single ones with one with Kylo and one with Rey, and if you put them beside each other, they make one image.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, similar to the Vanity Fair covers.
Similar to the Vanity Fair covers. And the Raylo, the Star Wars Advent calendar.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing I was going to say is, I believe we'll still get Entertainment Weekly covers.
We should be.
And
we
haven't those yet. Could also be Rey and Kylo making one image.
Which would just, like, be, you know, it's two halves of the same protagonist.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're just really going hard on it. And they're really going hard on the fact that, like, this is about them. Like, the central story is about Rey and Kylo Ren. Whether it's romantic or not, this is about their conflict. And, you know, you can't end the story with everything out of balance, as Freddie Prinze Jr. so politely told us.
Mm-hmm. And they know the power of that balance for Raylo buyers. We're going to buy both covers.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing, too. Like, that's something that we've been seeing people realize, is that femgaze sells. We also got announced today that, like, Lore Olympus, which is a great Webtoons comic, Hades and Persephone, please go read it if you haven't, is getting turned into an animated TV series. And, like, they were saying that it's great because it's from the feminine gaze and the female perspective. It's good for young adult fans. And that stuff really sells.
Yeah.
And Star Wars knows this. Kathleen Kennedy knows this. That's why there is an enemies to lovers relationship that is the focal point of the sequel trilogy.
And can I just mention, Lore Olympus is being done by the Jim Henson Company?
Yeah.
Just recently did the Dark Crystal TV show, and that is, I think it's my favorite show on Netflix.
Oh man, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That they just did Dark Crystal. Which, you know what else? Dark Crystal's pretty Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just go ask Ty Black. Go ask
her
Amy.
Video. Yeah, I'd like to rec her video. She did a new one. It's like Dark Crystal Star Wars Conspiracy Part 2, and it's amazing. It's amazing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She knows her stuff. It's absolutely outstanding. That show is amazing. But all of that is just to say that, you know, like, feminine gaze really does sell.
It sells.
Like, it really, really does.
We were talking today, like, Is there anything you enjoy more than a good femme gay story? No.
Which, when you messaged that to me, I read it in the tune of that Vine, where it's like, is there anything better than yes, a really good book. Which is also femme gays, but, you know, it's great. And, I mean, even Meta Machina just put out an amazing episode all about Red Riding Hood.
Oh, yes, it was so good.
Yeah, it was such a good episode. So, please, guys, just listen to women. And they're amazing.
Another good episode this week was Hot and Bothered. It was great.
Yes. They put an episode all about sex scenes, and it was done so well. It's so amazing, and I'm just, like, screaming from the heavens. Yeah. Please listen to Hot and Bothered.
That podcast in general is amazing.
Every episode, we're like, Hot and Bothered was so good this week. So good every week. But back to the Empire thing. So in the article, what was really exciting is that Chris Terrio has finally emerged from his cave. And we've discovered why he hasn't ever said anything. It's because he can only talk about Raylo.
Yeah, and Mickey's kept him locked up.
Yes, yes. He revealed two key questions that are fueling the final film, Rise of Skywalker. And he said that one of them is, who is Rey? Which I know makes some people, like, kind of groan and, like, she's nobody, blah, blah, blah. That's already been answered. But he says, it's not only about, like, literally who is she, mm-hmm. but it's more, like, in the spiritual sense. And how can Rey become the heir to the Jedi?
What does she mean to the cosmic force and everything? Things
exactly.
Like that.
Yeah. It's like, what does she have to do with the story? Because that is like the whole thing. Like, she is Rey nobody. She is like just this girl from this desert planet who gets swept up into this. So it's like, who is she and why is she important? Like, that's the big question. The second question is, how strong is the Force? Which makes me think of Freddie Prinze Jr. talking about how the Force isn't a video game. Like, it's not something that you level up in. It's not something that you can say, oh, you can't do that because it doesn't make sense. Because it's the Force. And it can do what it wants.
All of us should just bow down to Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, like, he just...
He summed it up so quickly, so perfectly, and I'm just in awe.
Yeah, it's just, God, I don't know. But yeah, that's what we have to look out for The Rise of Skywalker, is who is Rey and how strong is the Force. And thinking about those two things together, especially knowing about the Force bond and, you know, even like World Between Worlds stuff, like, how is it all going to fit together?
Or resuscitation.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
It's a lot. I'm so unbelievably excited for this movie, just because, like, they're building up to something that I think is going to be really incredible, regardless of how it ends, unless they, like, completely ruin it, which I don't think at this point is possible. Like, it's going to be spectacular.
It's crazy to think a year ago how unsure our whole fandom was about this movie, I would say, just because we knew so little. We were going off of, I guess, like, what JJ has done in the past, and we hadn't really heard him talk about what he thought about The Last Jedi very much, which now we have heard that JJ is, like, it sounds like he was very inspired by The Last Jedi to push his boundaries on the Rise of Skywalker more, which is really exciting. And I think a year ago, we weren't thinking that. We were thinking he's going to play this movie safe, and now I don't think he will.
Which honestly just makes me appreciate Rian Johnson anymore, even more, because he like basically said, like, look, I'm going to do this, so you better either own it or it's going to suck. He just made him step up to the plate. But with that, I think we are going to move on to Triple Force Friday, which Alex and I did both partake in. I did all of my shopping online. I haven't even been to a store in like a week. All I've done is work. But I did get stuff.
I picked up a book at the bookstore, and I picked up two Funkos at GameStop, and that's it for now. Is kind of, like, I mean, there are certain things I was looking for. I haven't been to Hot Topic yet. I haven't been to the Disney store yet. I have a feeling after the movie comes out, I'll be rushing into a store and being like, give me that, I'll take a Dio, I'll take a Janna, I'll just want everything. But for now, I just have my Rey and Kylo Funkos and the Spark of the Resistance book.
Yeah, I agree. Right now, because I got a Rey and a Dio Funko, because Dio is, I have never, stand a droid faster than I stand Dio. I am sorry, BB-8, but Dio's so cute. But I got those two Funkos. I got Spark of the Resistance, and I also got the Delilah S. Dawson book about the Skywalker saga. I haven't really sat down to, read it, but I have flipped through it. The art is beautiful. That's the main reason I wanted this book, is because the art is just absolutely gorgeous. But mostly it's just a book kind of going through all of the movies, but from specifically the perspective of the Skywalker that it's about. So it's just focusing on Anakin or just focusing on Luke. And then the sequel trilogy, it does focus on Kylo Ren and Rey, which is very interesting. And the last page is, the story continues in Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. And I'm like, ah!
I think it's weird that they released this book before the movie.
I think so, too. Are they going to release, it would have been more impactful after
a second edition? Is it a hardcover book that could potentially come out in paperback? Or it's not that type of book? I haven't seen it.
It's like an art book. It's big.
So it's bigger. Okay.
Yeah. I would liken it to Women of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I wasn't expecting. That's not really what I thought this book was going to be.
Well, maybe there'll be a second edition.
That would be cool. I imagine. I almost wish that they had just omitted the sequel trilogy entirely and then put out a sequel trilogy edition.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that it felt more complete. But I like it. And, the Last Jedi art is, oh, my God. They have a two-page bit of artwork that's Luke looking out on Crate at the First Order coming to him. And The Last Jedi has amazing cinematography, but just seeing that, digitally painted, it's just beautiful. But I agree. For now, I feel like I'm good. The marketing is kind of weird. Nothing's really grabbing me because I don't really like how anything looks.
I was going to say it doesn't feel cohesive.
No, it doesn't.
Nothing matches, and I felt like all the merch and marketing for The Last Jedi felt very planned out. It felt very cohesive, that red of Crate on everything, and everything just matched, and this marketing campaign just kind of feels like everyone did their own thing.
It does. And we've got weird shirts that say Jedi Warrior Poe Dameron and Jedi Warrior Janna, which doesn't make any sense.
It's so weird.
The fonts are all over the place. The colors are all over the place. The only thing that's consistent are the stills of the characters, because they're obviously just all using the same image.
Yeah, it's really strange.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on, but that does kind of bring us to the biggest controversy that's been going on with all of this, and it's that it seems like Rose has been purposefully left out of the marketing.
And that even, translates to my local store having every single Funko Pop except for Rose. And I was told that Rose was going to come in this week, and Rose still hasn't come in yet.
Yeah, and I, at this point, I wasn't planning on getting a Rose Pop, but, at this point, I want her. Yeah, I want her just to show, Lucasfilm that people want to buy her.
Yeah. I had seen that, I guess after Disney saw that the hashtag was trending, that they had added some of Rose's old merch onto the Disney store website, Last Jedi stuff.
Yeah, but not really her new stuff. And here's the problem. So at D23, they unveiled this design that says Rebel, and it had Rose on it. And then people really wanted this shirt, and the shirt doesn't have Rose on it anymore, which is weird.
Apparently, though, it's a customizable shirt on the Disney Store website where you can put different characters in that spot.
But that's still weird, right?
I know, it is. It is.
Yeah, it's still very, very strange. And, it's kind of led people to get even more frustrated with the lack of Rose representation, because at this point, I'm pretty sure she's not going to be in 9. I think she'll be in 9 about as much as Connix has been in any of the other movies.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. Yeah. And do you remember during The Last Jedi marketing, there was so much BB-9E everywhere, and then he was hardly in the movie.
Yeah, so, like, what the heck? Well, and there's so much Kylo, or Knights of Ren merch.
Yeah, which so much.
I think was to be expected, but I also don't really think there's going to be a whole lot of Knights of Ren.
No.
Although Arm Cannon Ren is a great name. I don't want them to have real names. I know they have real names, but I like Arm Cannon Ren and Battle Axe Ren. It's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we just got a Rose comic, which was great. And
it was the better of the good guys comics.
Yes, for sure. I think hers was the best out of the good guy comics, for sure. And she does have a pretty big part in Spark of the Resistance, which we are also going to be talking about this week. But I just wish that we could get a little bit more. And, like, to be perfectly honest, we are seeing Janna and we are seeing Zori, but you still can't really get a good picture of, like, how big their parts are or what exactly is going on there. And I'm wondering if it's, they've waited so long for the trailer. Like, is it really that spoilery to where they just can't tell us anything and they've made the marketing so bizarre that you just can't even tell what's going on?
I was listening to, I want to say it was the Smut Hut podcast, and their theory was that Rose potentially could be undercover in the First Order. And so that's so spoilery that they literally, like, don't have much of her to show. I would, like, love if that were the case and that, like, she does have this big part that's important but very secretive. But I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Especially because she already went kind of undercover in The Last Jedi. I could see her having a big part on Resistance. Like, we talked about this. Like, she's kind of like Poe. You can put her in anything.
Please.
And it would work.
Please. Like, I want her on Resistance so badly. And we know that she's going to be on the Monsters, Inc. TV show. So she is doing, like, voiceover work.
Yeah.
It's not out of the question. And the great thing about voiceover work is you can pretty much do it from anywhere. It's not very hard to record her lines.
She would be a very interesting person to talk to Kaz.
Yeah.
Because her homeworld was destroyed. And I think he could learn a lot from her that he can't get from Poe. Just because Poe can't really, he doesn't have a lot of emotional range yet.
Yeah. And we see that in Spark of the Resistance, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the last thing to really talk about this with Where's Rose is that a couple of people on Twitter are getting together to do a Rosember event. Do you want to talk a little bit more about this?
Yeah, so a few people have put together a whole month to dedicate to Rose, since we have no idea where she is. We have prompts for every day of November for people to write fan fiction, create fan art, make mood boards, make videos, anything that you could possibly think of to go along with these prompts, and just to kind of spread the love for Rose and our appreciation of her as a character.
Yeah, which I think is a fantastic idea. That'll be kicking off, obviously, November 1st. And I think the hashtags are Rosember and
Where's the other Rose, one? Maybe? I don't know. And then I think they're going to release the prompts as of maybe today, the day that this is released, or maybe a few days before.
Yeah. So definitely be on the lookout for that. And we would really love to see everybody participate. We would really love to see if you do anything, feel free to tag us, because we want to see it. We want to share it.
We want to share all the Rose art. We want to share all the Rose fanfic, mood boards, videos, anything that you create. We want to see it and share it.
Yeah, I'll probably, like, reshare. I made a video not too long ago about, like, saving what you love. I might try to, like, make a new one. We'll have to see how it falls within the schedule for the network. But I'm really excited about this, and I think it'll be a really, really fun thing for the fandom.
Yeah. And there's some fun prompts. You don't have to commit yourself to every day because that's a lot to commit to, but choose the ones that you really like and try to make something of them.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so before we get into Spark of the Resistance, real quick. So I have finally read Thrawn Treason. and I reread Dooku Jedi Lost because the script, like the print version, just came out. And I will say with Dooku, I really like the print version. Like, the audiobook is great, but I like the print version better just because there are a lot of battles which I tend to tune out when I'm listening to an audiobook, so it was easier for me to stay focused. And it's a really quick read because it reads like a script. And then I'll just say with Thrawn, I'm happy to be done with it.
Yeah. But you agreed with me the fact that the most interesting part was the Navigator stuff.
Because it's like they have young women who can use the Force to navigate through the galaxy.
And then they lose that ability when they become adults.
Yeah. Which is really, really interesting. And the horrible part of that is that Timothy Zahn just announced that he's getting a new Thrawn series called Thrawn Ascendancy. So it's probably going to be about the Chiss Ascendancy, which means it'll probably go more into that. But I'm so done with Thrawn books. I don't think I could read anymore.
I was not expecting him to get another trilogy. I didn't even think about it, really. I just remember Thrawn finishing and being like, wow, that's the end of a chapter. We're going to move on with new stories, new Star Wars stories. Thrawn, maybe we'll get the story of him and Ezra someday.
But yeah, I'm not surprised at all because, honestly, this trilogy doesn't feel like a trilogy. It didn't come to any kind of conclusion at all. Like, I was reading this and I'm like, this is ridiculous to say that this is a conclusion of a trilogy. No characters' arcs came to a conclusion. Thrawn didn't even have a character arc. I don't know. I have a lot of salt with just his writing style, but if you do want to hear, like, a good cohesive review, Hope did do an amazing job of talking about this book, and we have her episode up on our feed, so I would just definitely recommend checking that out. But I think we are finally ready to talk about Spark of the Resistance by Justina Ireland, who Alex and I both love.
Yeah, highly recommend Dread Nation by Justina Ireland. We read it last year.
Yes.
It was one of the best books I read last year for sure.
Oh, 100%. And the next book, Deathless Divide, comes out February 4th.
I have it bookmarked to pre-order. I'm just waiting to see if the price comes down on the pre-order.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I know some people were saying that she had bad Kylo takes, which I've never seen her talk about Kylo.
No.
And I don't think you can really make that assumption from this book.
Yeah, I haven't seen her make any bad Kylo takes. I've seen other authors, but not her.
And I will say, I don't know how she writes romance, because in Dread Nation, there's a little bit of romance. The main character is bisexual, which is interesting, but so far there's not really like a specific like romantic thread.
Yeah, well, there's a bit of like a past, an ex involved.
Yeah, which I thought was handled so well.
Yeah, and it feels like the door's not completely closed to him, but we'll see.
Yeah, there's definitely no traditional like boy meets girl or girl meets girl going on in Dread Nation. And this is a middle grade book, Spark of Resistance, so there's not really any romance in this either. Yeah. So I would like to see what she's going to do next. She is part of Project Luminous, which I think is very exciting.
Yeah,
I'm excited. But would you like to provide the summary for this book?
Sure. A call for help that only heroes can answer. Rey, Poe, Rose, and BB-8 are finishing up a simple assignment to retrieve much-needed supplies for the struggling resistance when they receive a distress call from the planet Minfar. Although they have orders to return to the resistance immediately, Rey and the others decide they can't ignore someone in need, especially someone who needs help against the First Order. When they arrive on Minfar, they are greeted by the Zixxen, a peaceful and warm-hearted species who suffered under the Empire and are now at risk of falling to the First Order. Despite being vastly outnumbered by the First Order forces, Rey and her friends vow that they will fight to protect the Zixxon, or what does the Resistance stand for? Rey, Poe, Rose, and BB-8 will have to face stormtroopers, deadly flying creatures, and even a Star Destroyer to keep Minbar safe and strike a blow against the First Order. This exciting story takes place between The Last Jedi and The Rise of Skywalker.
Which brings us to our first question. Where exactly do you think this is in the timeline? Definitely after Resistance Reborn, because I think that's going to take place pretty close to The Last Jedi.
I was going to say after Resistance Reborn, but before the Resistance gets to Batuu. I think this could even be taking place at the same time as Black Spire.
That would make sense, because I know in Black Spire, Vi asks for help, and Leia says that they're stretched too thin.
Yeah.
So that would make a lot of sense. And we did get... we've gotten a couple of things from the new, Allegiance comics that are coming out.
One of them came out this week, but I haven't read it.
Yeah. That one, they were talking about, like, all of these people are on, like, all of these missions.
Yeah, so, everyone's split up. So, yeah. In that, it's Poe and Finn on a mission, right?
Yeah, that one, Poe and Finn's on a mission. I don't know where Rey is, maybe on a mission by herself, or with Chewie. I don't know. But regardless, everyone is off doing their own thing. So I would say that this is early-ish in the time jump. We're not quite at Rise of Skywalker territory yet.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about this book?
I think the thing that struck me the most right upon, I guess, starting in the first chapter was how young it read. And, I mean, going into it, I knew it was middle grade. So I knew it was going to be aimed younger. But the last Star Wars middle grade book that we had read was Guardians of the Whills, which is the Rogue One tie-in middle grade novel. And that book reads so much older than middle grade, I find. It's very, like, it's appropriate for middle graders, but it reads so much more maturely, and it's more, I would say, accessible to all ages and enjoyable for all ages.
Yeah, I would definitely say that this book, like, it's fun. I think Spark of the Resistance is really fun. Yeah, but there's not, like, a lot here. Like, it's a fun adventure, and to me it reminds me of, like, filler episodes in TV shows, like a filler episode in Avatar or Resistance or, like, something like that.
Mm-hmm. We were both saying that this would make a great filler episode of Resistance.
Oh, 100%. Like, if you put Kaz in this scenario, hilarious.
Yeah, Kaz with this group would be so good.
Kaz with a bunch of murder bunnies, Rey, Rose, and Poe. Just so please. Good. Yeah. Well, and I really liked the dynamic of Rey, Rose, and Poe. I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah, but I would say especially Rey and Rose.
Yeah, they're best friends. Mm-hmm. Like, it even says, like, right off the bat that they became
friends,
like,
really quickly.
Really fast friends.
Even near the end when the action is getting, like, there's a lot of action going on. Rey and Rose are, like, working together. Rose is in, like, doing the guns on the Falcon. Rey's flying it, and they're really, like, meshing well. Like, I really felt like they meshed well on the Falcon way more than Rey and Poe did.
Oh, 100%. Like, they work together in a way that, like, not even Rey and, like, Rey and Finn have a great relationship. I think it's, like, really fun. It's really fast-paced. But, like, Rey and Rose is, like, so grounded and technical, and, like, she really knows her stuff, but she's also very sweet and, like, emotional and caring, and I see her as, like, this sister that Rey never got to have.
Yeah, and I think that, I was gonna say, Rose puts a lot, they both put a lot of trust in one another.
Yes.
And it's not that Finn doesn't trust Rey, because of course he does, they're best friends, but at the beginning of The Force Awakens, Finn had just left the First Order, and he's introduced into this new world of new people, and it's hard to, like, trust people right away. So I think that this trust that they built up in this book between Rey and Rose is just, it's so great. And it's, like, and it's great to see that with a female friendship in Star Wars, because we don't get it often.
Oh, 100%. Like, I would love to see more of their interactions, like even just quiet moments of them just talking together. Like, I think that they both could sympathize a lot with each other. And I even said I would really love it if Rose could get a YA novel like we've gotten for our other mm-hmm. female characters. And having a scene with like her and Rey, I just think would be amazing. Like, Rose would be able to provide a really interesting perspective. She seems very like introspective, as in like she would listen before she makes judgments. And I think that's a conclusion that a lot of fic writers come to, with Rey and Rose being the ones to kind of talk about like Rey's relationship with Kylo Ren in a way mm-hmm. that she wouldn't be able to with Finn.
Definitely. Yeah. And not with Poe either.
No, yeah.
And I think that we can jump into the Rey-Poe relationship in this book, too.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, it is not great. It's not that they don't get along. It's that
I think Poe rubs her the wrong way.
But I mean, wouldn't he if he said the same things to you?
Oh, 100%. Like, I've always thought this. Like, Poe is a type of person where if I met him in real life, he's very charming, but he would 100% rub me the wrong way, and I would 100% probably accidentally be a bitch to him.
But I mean, like, even, Ray. I was going to say, like, going back to the Poe comic near the end of that run where he's, like, torture buddies, and she's like, haha, yeah, like, that, like, things like that kind of, like, it came, there was no torture buddies jokes in this, but similar things that just like felt like it rubbed Rey the wrong way, and she's kind of just like, yeah, okay, whatever you say.
Yeah, and like, I don't really know what that could stem from, other than just that they are very different. They were brought up very differently, mm-hmm. and he thinks that she doesn't know how to fly.
Yeah.
Like he kind of assumes that she wouldn't know how to fly, and that's why he keeps offering to fly the Falcon. And Rey even says, like, I thought you just kept offering because you wanted to fly. Like, I want to fly. And he's like, no, I thought you couldn't do it and needed help. And I'm like, wow. It's something that's really interesting. And it's very different from the relationship that you see with Finn and Poe. And yeah. I almost wonder if it's because, like, Finn, everything is so new to Finn.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And so, like, he's, like, Finn's not very worldly, and it's, like, Poe can show Finn, like, all these things and be like, I'm the first one to show you all these things that you've never experienced.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of makes you wonder, because at first I said that was Poe's sexism showing up just a little bit more. Like, we see a little bit of it in The Last Jedi, but now I'm thinking it's not necessarily that, as it is, he just assumes that he's the best.
That so, he knows more, that he, like, yes. He was in the Republic Navy, he grew up in a family, like, in like, a core world, he, like, all these things, like, he yeah. had the life. So
when he's met with somebody like Finn or Kaz, who don't know anything, and they admire him and look up to him, he's thriving. Yeah. But then when he's met with people like Rey or Rose, who know their stuff and don't really need to be told what's going on, that's when suddenly he hits a wall and he doesn't understand what happened.
Well, they don't boost his ego.
No, yeah, they're not stroking his ego at all. And I do think it is funny, and it's definitely not lost on me that so far it has been, like, women who have been like, no, Poe, this is not the way. Because yeah. even, like, Leia and Holdo, it's the same thing. So I'm interested to see what becomes of that in Resistance Reborn, because apparently he plays a pretty central role in that, and what is going to happen in Episode 9.
I have a feeling he's not going to have a huge part in Episode 9.
I don't really think so either.
Like, he's going to be there for all, like, a lot of important things, but I don't think he's going to be important within those important things.
No, I think it's going to be secondary to Finn.
Yeah. Like, well, Finn's arc is so much more important than Poe's. Like, Finn, like, still has this arc to follow into Episode 9, like, coming into, like, who he is, and then potentially starting that Stormtrooper rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
Poe doesn't necessarily have much more, like, much more growing to do, because at the end of The Last Jedi, we're set to assume that he's kind of learned his lesson.
Yeah, which, to me, like, that would make sense why he would play a bigger role in, like, Resistance Reborn, because, like, that's where you would get more of his story. Yeah. And obviously, if you're not, like, super deep into all of the, like, extra material, it's not really going to matter one way or the other. But if you wanted more Poe, that's where you would get it. And that makes sense for me, because, like, there's a lot that has to happen with Rey. There's a lot that has to happen with Kylo. Tons of stuff needs to happen with Finn. And kind of speaking of that, Rey is kind of difficult to read in a middle grade format, because I read at the beginning of the year, I read a book called Rey's Story, which was like a 2-hour audiobook, which was just Rey telling the story of The Force Awakens from her perspective. It wasn't very good. It was very like, it was middle grade, and it was very like mustache twirly villains, and I am the protagonist and strong female yeah. character. And in this book, there's not a whole lot of Rey either, but I kind of got the impression that she was just a little bit reserved, if that makes sense.
It did feel like a little bit like one-dimensional in the sense where we didn't get, oh, my dog's walking around.
That's okay.
It doesn't go into a lot of the depth that character has, because we both know that Rey is a very deep and complex character, and there's a lot of things that she holds in her head that she's not mm-hmm. sharing with anyone, and there's no moment in this book where she's thinking about those things.
No. And it, to me, the way I read it as is that she's pushed it so far down that she's just not thinking about it in the moment because mm-hmm. she just can't. I don't really fault that on, like, Justina Ireland not being able to write Rey.
That's not how I feel.
No, yeah, definitely. I have seen a couple takes like that, but I think it's just more of, like, there's so much going on with Rey that if you even try to touch on it at all in a book like this, it's going to consume the whole story.
Yeah.
I'm
sure there's a lot that Justina just couldn't touch. We are keeping episode 9 locked down. We can't really explore what she's feeling.
Honestly, the fact that Rey got to be in this book at all is really interesting to me. Just mm-hmm. because so much is going on yeah. with her. And, like, we've all said this, that, you know, Rey and Kylo Ren went back to, like, the only things that they were good at. And they've become almost caricatures of themselves. And I kind of see that here.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely see that in, she becomes very determined to save the Zixons. Just because, like, she doesn't want to see them be destroyed. She knows what the First Order is capable of. She doesn't want them to, you know, like, have to go through that again. And I wonder if it's her, like, overcompensating, or if it's just that she's, you know, seen the galaxy now and just wants to protect it. The other thing that I found weird is, like, I've only bookmarked 2 things, and, like, one yeah. was that she wanted to save, you know, the Zixons so bad. And the other was, there's a part where she says, we do not beat them by becoming them. And what she's referring to is they discover that there's this weapon on the planet, and Poe thinks that they should take it for the Resistance so that the First Order can't use it. And Rey doesn't think that's a good idea because, you know, if it's, like, an evil, horrible weapon, like, why should they have it? And Rose says, Kylo Ren and Supreme Leader Snoke use the Force to make you both feel helpless, but that doesn't mean the Force is a bad thing. It just depends on how people use it. And I wish that there had been a little bit more of, like, that kind of stuff in here, because most of the Kylo Ren name drops were just a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But I liked that. I wish we could have gotten a little bit more into it.
I really think it's just because she wasn't allowed.
I wish we could get a little bit more, but again, it's just, it's a middle grade book, and it's fun, and it's a good read, and we'll just have to wait a little bit longer to get, like, those juicy tidbits that are coming.
I think that's why, to me, Force Collector is going to be that book that's going to be a really big deal. Force Collector is going to explore more forcey things, and I think there's going to be more hints there to do with episode 9, but not involving the characters, so it won't be as in your face, and it'll only be people that are really looking for it that are going to find little hints there.
Yeah, exactly, because with Resistance Reborn, they can only do so much. I do think that there's going to be stuff there.
More so than the middle grade book, for sure.
Oh, definitely, yeah. But it's kind of like, you can answer questions that you don't even know are being answered when you're not looking at the main characters.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, Lost Stars is so amazing, and, like, Master and Apprentice, and, like, all of these books that are coming out, it's like, you can really look and speculate towards episode 9 because they're not technically spoiling anything.
Mm-hmm.
So both of us, I think, are most excited for Force Collector coming out. I mean, I am excited for Resistance Reborn. It's Rebecca Roanhorse.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And we'll have to see. Oh, also, we got announced the 9 novelization.
Yes.
Yes.
So exciting.
Yeah, so it's going to be written by Rae Carson, which is, like, the best news. She's a YA author. She wrote Most Wanted, which, if you haven't read, is a really good
read. It's really good. I really enjoyed it.
I think it's not my favorite out of the YA, but, like, it's up there. Mm-hmm. And she did such a great job with Kira, and it's, you know, it's really focusing on Kira and Han's relationship. So I am, like, beyond excited that episode 9 is being written by not only a female author, but a YA female author.
Yes, and I was going to say, she really gets into Kira's head in Most Wanted, and it's really well done.
Mm-hmm, because Kira's such a, like, complex, a mysterious character. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm planning on reading some of her other YA books. I have, like, I think it's called Walk the Earth, a Stranger bookmarked. It's something about, like, the gold rush, and it's not Star Wars at all, but I'd heard of this book, like, a long time ago, so I'm interested to finally check it out.
I wonder if my library has any of her stuff.
But do you have any final things to say about Spark of the Resistance?
No, I said to you I felt a little underwhelmed by it, but I think that I should have gone in with those expectations for a proper middle grade novel, instead of being like, oh, well, Guardians of the Whales was, like, it was so deep and complex, and I think I needed to lower my expectations.
Yeah, like, I would say, I mean, you know, Guardians of the Whales and Before the Awakening are so, so good, but I did go into this, like, it's just going to be an adventure, and it was, and I really liked it for what it was. I think it's one of my favorite out of the middle grade. Better than Lando's Luck, which is Justina's other book, but I would say that it's kind of on par with Lando's Luck as well. I just like it because of the characters. So, yeah. I think we both definitely recommend checking it out. Just don't expect too much from it.
Like, I think if you're looking for some especially Rose content, buy this book.
And as far as, like, Rose content goes, I like this better than Cobalt Squadron. Cobalt Squadron reads a lot younger to me than this one.
I think so, too. I listened to the audiobook for, I believe. I didn't read it.
Well, with that, we're going to move into our Twitter question. So this week we asked you guys, what bit of merch has been your favorite so far? So obviously tons of stuff dropped because of Triple Force Friday. Like, anything from books to apparel to toys, everything. And a lot of people said the Rise of Skywalker Spirit jersey, which both of us, I really like the Spirit jersey, but I will probably never own it.
Yeah, it's really expensive.
It's very expensive.
It's like $90 Canadian.
Yeah, but it looks awesome,
It looks
though.
Really, everyone who's gotten it, it looks really good on them.
Yeah, Son of Escudero posted a picture, and it looks amazing, so that's awesome. Gina posted a picture of her in her Kylo Ren hoodie, which I do really like this Kylo Ren hoodie. It's cute.
Yeah, it looks really good on her.
Yeah, and you can get both of those at the Disney store, I believe.
Mm-hmm. What does it say on the side? The First Order. It's almost like a little hockey jersey sweater kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
Yeah, because of the stripes.
Mm-hmm. Sarah said the Le Creuset Star Wars pins that are coming out. Those are also nice. Expensive and nice.
They're like $900.
The Twin Suns one is $900. And it's also limited. I think there's only, not that many available. And then the other ones are still obviously expensive, but they're not $900.
Yeah. I mean, they're beautiful. They are so beautiful. But yeah, that's very expensive. So Virginia said that she really likes the Forces of Destiny dolls. I don't think we got any new ones, but her favorite is the Leia from 2015. She's real pretty. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Yeah, we haven't gotten more of those since they kind of stopped doing the shorts, I guess.
Yeah, which is kind of disappointing. I feel like they could have done so much more with Forces of Destiny. And we haven't gotten anything since the Kira one.
No, I don't think so.
No, that was over a year ago.
Yeah, that one came out on the same day Solo came out.
And then the last one is from Brittany, and she said the Funko Pops, which I totally agree. The Funko Pops are my favorite. They look so cute.
Yeah. And I just want my Rose one.
Dio is so cute. I love him so much. He's just, like, I'm so ready to see this baby duck of a droid.
Do you think Dio's going to be the new BB-90?
I hope not. I hope that he gets love and attention and a loving home. Because BB-90 had no part. Although, the First Order droid that's in Resistance...
Which is not BB-90.
No, but... He's pretty cool, and we've also got some Reylo love droid action going on, which is great.
in the premiere episode, we got some Reylo action going on with the droids.
I mean, his eye was even cracked, like it was Kylo's really scar. Well done. Yeah, and it was brought to my attention that. So that was the episode that they aired at Celebration, and apparently that was 6 months ago.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
That we saw it 6 months ago.
It's really, really weird.
And we sprinted a good mile into the convention center to meet Christopher Sean right after we saw it.
Yeah. Yeah, because we had been wondering if we should try to do the signing. And then we got posters and we were like, well, he has to walk over from this.
But he was already there.
We ran.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. But that was great because he was so nice and he signed our posters and he even took a selfie with me even though he wasn't supposed to. And then we walked over and we got to meet Susie too. So that was amazing. She was so nice.
Yeah, I'd like next time to get a picture with Susie if she's there.
Yeah, I would love a picture with Susie. I feel like I really hope there's Resistance stuff at next Celebration since this is the last season. Yeah. But, I really want a picture with Susie. I want to bring her Tam stuff.
Yeah. Picture with Susie. Picture with Kelly Marie Tran if she's there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm excited. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
But what about Little Bebos? Got a Little Bebo for this week?
My Little Bebo is in the Spark of the Resistance book. There's some really, really good artwork. And I really like the way that Rose is drawn in the artwork in the book. I think they got her spot on and she looks great.
I love her new outfit.
Yeah, her new outfit looks great.
Mm-hmm. It's so cute.
I like that we're finally getting more photos of her in that new outfit because that means more photo reference for artists to draw her. So
definitely.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm. Mine also comes from Spark of the Resistance because I just remembered this line. They talked about how... The Zixen knew Rey because the leaves speak her name.
Oh yeah,
and we never get an explanation for that. Like Rey makes a note to bring it up, and then she never gets to. So it's what is that?
Yeah, it was weird that it got dropped. I was like, oh, they'll go back to that.
Yeah, they never do.
Yeah,
but who knows? I'm excited because anything about leaves and trees, man.
Yeah.
But next week, if we get it, we will be talking all about the trailer.
Yeah.
So we better get it.
And we can talk about a 2-minute trailer for 2 hours, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready for this trailer to break me. And if it does come out during football, at least it'll be at night.
Yeah, I think it will be during football, regardless of what week it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very excited. So definitely look forward to that. I would also just like to take a minute to say we would really love to hear from you guys if you want to send in your story to Lipstick and Lightsabers. So every Friday we share a story with a woman from fandom, and we really, really, really want to hear from you guys. Every story is important. Everybody's story is worthwhile. If you don't want to record, just write it out. You can give as little or as much as you like.
Yeah, I encourage everyone to write in or record yourself, send it in. Don't feel self-conscious of your recording equipment. Use your phone. It really doesn't matter. And yeah, we'd just like to hear from everyone. Everyone has a really interesting, different story from one another, and it's fun to hear everyone.
Yeah, one of the highlights of my week is editing the stories for Lipstick and Lightsabers, so please do not worry about whatever kind of format you send it in, because I just really like to edit, and I can work with whatever you need. So we just really encourage that. We really, really want to hear from you guys. And we do hear from you guys. We know that you enjoy listening to those stories, so keep it going. Keep them coming in. But you can find both Alex and I always on Twitter. I am at McCarter Shannon. She is at Alex Leonis. And you can always message us on our Lipstick account at @lip_lightsabers. We just like to chat with you guys. Please tag us if you read Serpent and Dove. Please tag us if you participate in Rose Ember. Yes, Rose Ember. We just want to hear from you guys. Mm-hmm. But I think that will do it for this episode. And we'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.